Nice bridge you got here. That's good. This is cool.
Garfield County Commissioner Mike Sampson was one of a handful of speakers at Wednesday's ribbon-cutting ceremony and grand opening of the new 27th Street traffic and pedestrian bridges in Glenwood Springs. After over a year of a problematic project, Assistant City Engineer Jessica Bowser says she's excited it's done and hopes it's been worth the wait.
It's really difficult. We have about 14,000 cars a day that go over the bridge. So trying to accommodate the contractors' vehicles, their equipment in such a small area with flowing traffic, and I think anyone in town would agree that's been the most difficult part.
About 60 people showed up on a windy, cold, but intermittently sunny afternoon to celebrate, including Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis, who thanked all involved in designing, funding, and building the project, and those who sat through traffic delays.
Approximately one-third of our residents who live south of 27th Street dealt with a lot of the impacts, and we really want to thank you and everybody else for the patience.
He seemed relieved that the bridges were finished.
We no longer have the worst rated bridge in the state of Colorado. You no longer have to sit there with your car and look in your rearview mirror as a big truck goes by and you're stuck because someone wants to take a left on the South Grand and it's rattling back and forth and you're going, if I hit reverse, will I back into anybody? We all feel safe in this project, and I just want to thank everybody involved.
Former Colorado State Representative and Board President of the Garfield County Federal Mineral Lease District, Greg Rippey, explained the role of the FMLD to disperse monies received from extraction industry leases on federal lands. The FMLD contributed $500,000 of the almost $9 million it took to complete the new bridges. Then it was time to cut the red ribbon.
Ready?
All right.
Marking the official opening of the bridges. Jessica Bauer said there are still some finishing touches that need to be completed.
So there's some items that can't be done in the wintertime, which include the landscaping in the roundabout and against the retaining walls underneath the bridge, and the anti-graffiti coating on the walls to protect them, and just some miscellaneous site grading that needs to be done.
The city expects all of that to be finished this summer. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.